This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister Theresa May's third attempt to get her Brexit divorce deal with the European Union through Parliament failed today. The final vote was 286 in favor, 344 against. The opposition Labour Party is floating the idea. May has no choice but to resign to pave the way for a general election. Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
We need to get a better deal. The country deserves a better deal, and I'm convinced that a better deal can be negotiated. And if members decide, the chance for people to have a final say. If we cannot do that on Monday, then I ultimately, and many others would agree with me, see no alternative other than having a general election to decide who rules this country in the future.
Prime Minister May had a far different message for Parliament.
It should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House that once again we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
The Wall Street Journal reports that an anti-stall system was activated on the Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 before it crashed earlier this month, with a loss of 157 lives. The paper says its sources were people who were briefed on investigators' initial conclusions on the accident. The crash in Ethiopia was similar to another doomed MAX 8 flight in Indonesia in October, when all 189 on board died just minutes after takeoff. Boeing says it's close to completing a software upgrade to the anti-stall system of its now grounded MAX fleet. South Korea announced Friday President Moon Jae-in will travel to the United States next month for a summit with President Trump on the stalemate in North Korean nuclear diplomacy. He's expected to push a resumption of the nuclear dialogue with Pyongyang. Moon will be in the U.S. on April 10th and 11th. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has issued sweeping new sex abuse legislation for Vatican personnel and Holy See diplomats. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield tells us, for the first time, the Vatican applied a meaning to the term vulnerable person.
It says anyone who is sick or suffering from a physical or a psychiatric deficiency, if they're not able to exercise personal freedom, even on occasion, and if they have a limited capacity to understand or consent or resist, they would be entitled to the same protections that a child would be entitled to.
President Trump says he is optimistic the U.S. Supreme Court will strike down the Obama-era government health insurance program. But he has yet to provide details on how he plans to replace it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Republican Party will become the party of great health care. It's good. It's important.
Although President Trump is promising an affordable plan for consumers, AP fact-checkers note after his Michigan campaign rally, there is no comprehensive GOP plan that would replace the Affordable Care Act. And on this,
we will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions, always.
The fact-checkers say the White House has not provided any details. And if all of Obamacare is repealed, that would include protection for pre-existing conditions. Democrats warn millions of people would lose coverage if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. And they're working to expand Obamacare. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says extremism is not welcome in her country. She spoke in Christchurch to commemorate the 50 people who died in the shooting attack on two mosques 2 weeks ago.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. They were simple words, repeated by community leaders who witnessed the loss of their friends and loved ones. Simple words whispered by the injured from their hospital beds. Simple words spoken by the bereaved and everyone I met who has been affected by this attack. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Officials in cyclone-stricken Mozambique say the number of cholera cases is rising quickly. There were five reported cases on Wednesday. By late Thursday, that number was close to 140. Cyclone Idai battered Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi nearly 2 weeks ago with hurricane-force winds and heavy rains. The official death toll is approaching 800. Medical authorities fear the spread of disease could be a second disaster in the making. President Trump says he's overruled his education secretary and that his 2020 budget proposal will fund the Special Olympics. Betsy DeVos created a national firestorm this week, announcing she was cutting nearly $18 million from the Games, which give physically and mentally challenged athletes the chance to compete in Olympic-style sports. Gene Randall, VOA News.